This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Welcome to the New York Times Book Review. I'm Philip Moore for Radio Reading Services. Let's begin our time together with the Editor's Choice column published on April 18th, 2024. Gregory Callis, the senior editor of the book section, begins the column this week. Our recommended books this week include two very different kinds of memoirs. RuPaul's The House of Hidden Meanings, about a drag icon's childhood and path to superstardom, and Alexandra Fuller's Fee, spelled F-I, about the death of her 21-year-old son, as well as a biography of the art collector Isabella Stewart Gardner, a study of Germany's self-reckoning after World War II, a look at what Abraham Lincoln's era has in common with ours, and a history of baseball in New York. In fiction, we recommend a romance novel, a twisty detective story about translators on the hunt for a missing author, and a stylish story collection from Amar Tallis. Happy reading! Now for this week's 9 recommended books. Topping the list, Fee, once again that's spelled F-I, a memoir by Alexandra Fuller. In her fifth memoir, Fuller describes the sudden death of her 21-year-old son. Devastating as this elegant and honest account may be, and it's certainly not for the faint of heart, it also leaves the reader with a sense of having known a lovely and lively young man. David Sheff's review says, a sublime writer, this book is a mesmeric celebration of a boy who died too soon, a mother's love, and her resilience. The book is published by Grove and will cost $28. The next title on the list, Wake Me Most Wickedly by Felicia Grossman. The second of Grossman's fairy tale inspired romances, set among Jewish families in Regency London, finds the saucy scion of a disgraced family falling for a raven-haired criminal pawn shop owner. Based on Snow White, a fairy tale about trust and betrayal, Wake Me Most Wickedly thrives in the space between what people hide and what they reveal. Olivia Waite's Romance Columns review says, rich and complex and a little discomforting. This book prefers difficult questions and nuanced truths to comfortable reductions. Published by Forever in paperback, $9.99. Scrolling on down, we find this title, Table for Two, Fictions by Amar Tallis. Tallis, known for his wildly popular books like A Gentleman in Moscow, collects 6 short stories set in New York around the new millennium. There's also one story set in Golden Age Hollywood, a continuation of his novel, Rules of Civility. Hamilton Kane's review says, there's more here than high gloss, sharp-edged satire deceptively wrapped like a box of Newhouse chocolates. Table for Two is a winner. Published by Viking, $32. The New York Game, Baseball, and the Rise of a New City, written by Kevin Baker. What makes New York baseball unique, the novelist and historian argues in this insightful, beautifully crafted narrative, which concludes with the end of World War II is its role as a chronicler of cultural change. Whatever baseball's roots in cow pastures and small towns, it came of age as an urban game. David Oshinsky's review says, baseball grew as New York City grew. One hopes for a second volume from Kevin Baker, every bit as good as this one. Published by Knopf, $35. I find the next title a little frightening. The Extinction of Irina Ray, written by Jennifer Croft. Croft is an acclaimed translator and won the 2018 Man Booker International Prize for her English translation of Olga Tokarczuk's Flights. It seems fitting that her first novel is a detective story, following a troop of translators tracking down their missing author. Fiona Mazel's review says, oh my mushrooms, the extinction of Irina Ray is incredibly strange, savvy, sly, and hard to classify. I also couldn't put it down. Published by Bloomsbury, $28.99. I happen to see the author of the next book in the list interviewed on one of the late night television programs about this memoir. It is The House of Hidden Meanings, a memoir written by RuPaul. The Drag Race superstar has already written 3 books, but from its black and white cover photo onward, this one is serious, a study in self-creation and survival that reveals a striver high on his own supply. Saeed Jones says, RuPaul isn't just famous, glamorous, and funny. He's interesting. Less a memoir than a prophecy unpacked in reverse. Published by Day Street, $29.99. The next title in the list, Chasing Beauty, The Life of Isabella Stewart Gardner by Natalie Dykstra. Isabella Stewart Gardner is best known today for the Boston Museum that bears her name. But as Dykstra makes clear in her luminous new biography, the Gilded Age doyenne was herself a figure to be reckoned with. A daughter of wealth who married into more, the flamboyant Gardner quickly became the queen of Haute Bohemia, and in the process, one of America's most serious collectors. A lively portrait of a moment, a woman, and the power of art. Megan O'Grady's review says, astutely situates her subject within Gardner's growing web of connections, but its deeper revelations have more to do with Gardner's emerging attunement to the emotional affirmation to be found in art. Published by Mariner, $37.50. And for those history buffs in our audience, Out of the Darkness, The Germans, 1942 to 2022. Over the past 8 decades, the public debates about guilt and suffering in the wake of World War II have structured civil society in Germany. The author of the book, Frank Trentman, tracks the evolution of this moral awakening with a remarkably rich history of the country that runs from the Battle of Stalingrad to the war in Ukraine. Peter Fitch's review says, recognizes the cost and complexities of the quest for moral security. As Trentman captures, the post-1945 transformation has been remarkable. Published by Knopf, $50. The next title in the list, Our Ancient Faith, Lincoln, Democracy, and the American Experiment, by Alan C. Gweslow. In this beautifully written exploration of Abraham Lincoln's thoughts on democracy, Gweslow, spelled G-U-E-L-Z-O, argues that the president who fought autocratic forces in the South while restricting civil liberties in the North can help us figure out how to sustain a free society in the face of rising illiberalism today. Gweslow points out the uncanny similarities between Lincoln's times and ours, reveals the fragility of democracy in such moments, but its precarity can also be a strength. That's from Parker Henry's review. The book is published by Knopf and will cost $30. That's the last of the 9 recommended books in this column. Let's take a look at some paperbacks to read this week. There are 6 listed. Looking for a new book to read? Check out these paperback releases. From Quentin Tarantino's Reflections on Film to a Pulitzer-winning work of science, reporting about species extinction. First on the list, My Father's House by Joseph O'Connor. In the shadows and alleys of 1943 Rome, Monsignor Hugh O'Flaherty smuggles Jewish people to safety from Vatican City. Alternating between a high-stakes Christmas Eve mission and the events leading up to it, this historical thriller fictionalizes the true story of a courageous Catholic priest and his collaborators. The next book on the list, The Sixth Extinction, An Unnatural History by Elizabeth Colbert. Colbert's Pulitzer Prize-winning investigation into the mass extinction of living species takes place on, quote, the front lines of the violent collision between civilizations and our planet's ecosystem. Al Gore wrote in his 2014 review, this 10th anniversary edition includes a new epilogue detailing recent losses of insect populations. The next title in this list, We Are a Haunting by Tariq White. One day, I fell backward into a scar in the world, a fall sudden and lasting, starts this luminous intergenerational speculative novel, which follows a Brooklyn family over 4 decades. The I in question is Colley, reeling from the death of his mother, a beloved doula, and from the realization that he has inherited her ability to speak to the dead. Next in the list, A History of Present Illness by Anna DeForest. In this novel, an unnamed narrator starts her medical residency as she becomes intimately acquainted with the crassness and structural vulnerability which permeate the hospital. She wrangles with the physical and psychological fallout of having, quote, the power to decide when death is allowed to come, a reviewer wrote. The next title, 9 Black Robes, Inside the Supreme Court's Drive to the right and its historic consequences, written by Joan Biskupic. Biskupic outlines Donald Trump's judicial strategy, from achieving a Supreme Court supermajority to filling almost one-third of all appeals and district court judgeships, and its reverberating effects with, quote, a quiet urgency, a reviewer wrote. Cinema Speculation by Quentin Tarantino. The filmmaker's work of memoir and criticism reads, quote, with the precision and gusto that cannot help recalling the mixture of violence and tenderness in his own films, a reviewer wrote. From childhood trips to the movies with his mom's boyfriend to emulating Brian De Palma in Kill Bill Volume 1 and being dissatisfied with Martin Scorsese's Taxi Driver. And that is it for the look at paperbacks this week. Now, let's take a look at the bestseller list. We haven't done this for a while. As always, let's concentrate on those books that are relatively new to the list, starting with the combined print and ebook fiction top five. All five are relatively new since we've last taken a look at the list. So let's look at all five of them in order. Number one, new this week, A Calamity of Souls, written by David Baldacci. Lawyers from different backgrounds represent a black man charged with killing a wealthy white couple in Virginia in 1968. Number two, 11 Weeks on the List, The Women, written by Kristen Hanna. In 1965, a nursing student follows her brother to serve during the Vietnam War and returns to a divided America. Number three, 2 weeks on the list, A Court of Thorns and Roses, written by Sarah J. Maas. After killing a wolf in the woods, Fair is taken from her home and placed inside the world of the Fae. Number four, new this week, The Murder Inn, that's N-I-N-N, by James Patterson and Candace Fox. A crime boss moves into the town where a former cop runs an inn. Number five, 2 weeks on the best-selling list, A Court of Mist and Fury by Sarah J. Maas. The second book in the Court of Thorns and Roses series, Fair gains the powers of the High Fae and a greater evil emerges. Now, combined print and ebook nonfiction top five. All five are relatively new or new, so let's look at them in order as well. Number one, new this week, An Unfinished Love Story, written by Doris Kearns Goodwin. A trove of items collected by the Pulitzer Prize-winning historian's late husband inspired an appraisal of central figures and pivotal moments of the 1960s. Number two, 4 weeks on the best-selling list, The Anxious Generation by Jonathan Haidt. The co-author of The Coddling of the American Mind looks at the mental health impacts that a phone-based life has on children. Number three, new this week, Love, Mom, by Nicole Zephyr. Fox News anchors and personalities contribute to a collection of reflections on motherhood. I just so happen to have bought number 4 this week. It is on the best-selling list new this week, Knife by Salman Rushdie. The Booker Prize-winning author details the attack on him at the Chautauqua Institution in 2022 and the steps he took to heal from it. Number 5, 2 weeks on the list, The Wide, Wide Sea by Hampton Sides, the author of On Desperate Ground, depicts Captain James Cook's final voyage and the controversies surrounding its legacy. Now moving down to the hardcover fiction top 5, let's focus on those titles that we haven't spoken about today and are relatively new on the list. First, new this week, number 2, A Calamity of Souls by David Baldacci. We read about that earlier today. And number 4, 2 weeks on the list, The Familiar, written by Lee Bardugo. Lucia Cotado encounters dangers when her magic draws the attention of the disgraced secretary of Spain's king. The other top 5 entries in the hardcover fiction category. Number 1, 11 weeks on the list, The Women by Kristen Hanna. We read about that earlier today. Number 3, 50 weeks on the best-selling list, Fourth Wing by Rebecca Yarros. Violet Soren-Gale is urged by the commanding general, who is also her mother, to become a candidate for the elite Dragon Riders. Number 5, also by Rebecca Yarros, 24 weeks on the list, the second book in the series, Iron Flame, the second book of the Empyrean series. Violet Soren-Gale's next round of training might require her to betray the man she loves. The hardcover nonfiction top 5, again concentrating on books that we have not talked about this week. First, a quick look at the top 4. We've mentioned them all so far today, so let's take a look at number 5. 2 weeks on the list, the title is Somehow by Anne Lamott. Meditations and Stories About the Transformational Power of Love by the author of Dusk, Night, Dawn, and Bird by Bird. The other 4 entries in this hardcover nonfiction top 5. Number 1, new this week, An Unfinished Love Story by Doris Kearns Goodwin. Number 2, The Anxious Generation by Jonathan Haidt. Number 3, Love Mom by Nicole Saffier. Number 4, Knife, new this week, written by Salman Rushdie. We have some more time, so let's go on down to the paperback trade fiction top 5. Again, concentrating on books that we haven't mentioned so far today. Number 1, 2 weeks on the list, we've talked about it, A Court of Thorns and Roses by Sarah Maas. Number 2, 3 weeks on the list, we have not mentioned this title today. It is Just for the Summer, written by Abby Jimenez. Justin and Emma, whose exes find soulmates after breaking up with them, have a fling on a private island on Lake Minnetonka. Number 3, we mentioned earlier today, It is the second book in the Court of Thorns and Roses series by Sarah Maas, A Court of Mist and Fury. Number 4, we have not mentioned today. It has been on the best-selling list 52 weeks. The Housemaid by Freda McFadden. Trouble surfaces when a woman looking to make a fresh start takes a job in the home of the Winchesters. Number 5, 45 weeks on the list. We have not mentioned it today. Twisted Love by Anna Huang. The first book in the Twisted series. Secrets emerge when Ava explores things with her brother's best friend. And we have just a couple of minutes. The paperback nonfiction top 5. Number 1, a popular title, 287 weeks on the list. We've talked about it plenty. The Body Keeps the Score by Bessel van der Kolk. Number 2, 164 weeks on the list, Killers of the Flower Moon by David Gran. Number 3, new this week, The Light We Carry by Michelle Obama. The former First Lady shares personal stories and the tools she uses to deal with difficult situations. Number 4, 17 weeks on the list. Title, Think Again by Adam Grant. An examination of the cognitive skills of free thinking and unlearning that could be used to adapt to a rapidly changing world. Number 5, we've mentioned this book because it's been on the best-selling list 401 weeks, Thinking Fast and Slow by Daniel Kahneman. When we can and cannot trust our intuitions in making business and personal decisions. And with that, we've reached the end of our time together for the New York Times Book Review. I'm Philip Moore for Radio Reading Services. Thanks for joining me.